And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Hotels Palmas de Cortez, Punta Colorada, and Playa del Sol in Baja's East Cape. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano, get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Dr. Blum himself, Dr. Bob Blum, who is an IGFA expert, a world record holder, as well as he is an MD and an expert in seasick medications. We're going to talk about all that stuff today and a lot more this last show before the big day, Christmas Day. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
If you love to cast surface iron and other jigs, plus fish the Shimano Waxwing, there has never been a reel that was made for the job until now. Shimano is proud to introduce Tranks, the dream reel for casting and retrieving lures. Smoothness, castability, and powerful gears. Tranks has it all, plus the Shimano X-Ship feature for superior smoothness, increased power, and phenomenal gear life. Match all this up with 25 pounds of max drag and the game is over. Tranks has a low-profile design for ergonomic comfort and the variable brake system. Super free spool and level wind will allow you more consistent casting. Unbelievable distance and line management. No more line piling up on one side on your retrieve. Tranks can actually make a better jig fisherman out of you. Stop by your local Shimano dealer to see it for yourself. Tranks, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Experience Tranks on a Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminar or the next casting contest.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
The offshore fishing this year has been nothing short of amazing. It's got a lot of San Diego anglers already dreaming about next year. Things may be cooling down a little offshore, but they're heating up at your San Diego County Ford dealers during the Dream Big Sales event. It's a great time to come in and check out incredible lease deals on Fusion, Focus, and Escape, or the big cash back available on America's favorite truck, Ford F-150, the truck of choice for San Diego fishermen. I've been driving a Ford truck for years, and I couldn't be happier with it. The technology is state-of-the-art. I can launch my boat with ease, and it's got all the room I need. And guess what else just started rolling in? The all-new 2015 Mustang. Just wait till you hear that throaty growl of that engine. It'll really get your blood pumping. December is traditionally a great time for two things: fishing in the bay and getting a great deal on a new Ford. So if you're ready to dream big and save big, don't miss the Dream Big Sales event. On now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Stop by today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, well, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Going to be a fun show today, man. I'm looking forward to getting a little IGFA expertise thrown my way.
Dr. Blum is
the
in
man.
The house.
The doctor is in the house.
He is in the house. Good morning, doctor.
Hey, Bob.
Good morning, and I just want to say, in addition to being the holiday season, today is the first day of winter.
That's right. Oh, the first day of the bitter cold winter of Southern California. It's going to be like 70,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, to celebrate the first day of winter, I wore t-shirt, yeah, shorts, and flip-flops today.
Yeah, well, one thing I like about the first day of winter is every day from now on will be longer than the day before.
That's a good point.
Good call.
I like that.
Yeah,
so this
call,
is the
Bob.
Shortest day of the year, right?
This is the shortest day of the year. And one of the things What I love about this time of year, I love watching football games in Buffalo and Chicago,
right?
Especially Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Snow bowls.
Sitting in my living room, of course.
How about those Chargers?
How about that, man?
I turned it off at the half.
See, that's what you get for non-believers.
You
know,
you got to believe.
Yeah, I guess. That was
cool.
Yeah. And those people, they take pleasure in how cold it is. One guy will say, it's minus 10 degrees today. Another guy says, yeah, but the wind chill is minus 25. You go for it, guys, but stay there.
Yeah, yeah. Have a lot of fun. Yeah, indeed. Well, we don't need to worry about the ice and snow and all that kind stuff here. But what we do need to worry about is IGFA records today, right?
If you want to talk about, yes. Yes.
Now, you are a IGFA world record holder yourself, aren't you?
I have had many records.
Many records?
Really?
Two, to be exact.
Okay. Yeah. Would that be several? Or does several have to be three?
Yeah, one of them has been beaten, but I am still the world record holder. I don't like to brag, but I have the record for the Cortez sea chub.
Which is an illustrious fish.
Yeah. And what's the common name for the Cortez sea chub?
Rudderfish.
The rudderfish.
That's my favorite story.
Yeah. And why do they call him a rudderfish, Bob?
Well, because in the old days, they used to follow sailing ships and hang around for scraps. And the one we caught was out at the Alijos Rocks, and they seemed to be a hang around.
They hang around a lot. They're a beautiful little fish.
Yeah. 5 pounds, 6 ounces.
Five? That's a big Cortez sea chub.
And I have to tell you, I caught this in 2006.
Aboard?
Aboard the Royal Star.
Aboard the Royal Star, okay.
Yes. And I have to tell you, every year when the new book comes out, I look to see if I'm still the record
holder. You're still the record holder.
And when I do that, do you guys remember a movie called The Jerk with Steve Martin?
Of course.
Yes. Well, Steve Martin, every year, when he got he opened the telephone book to make sure his name was still in it. So when I opened the book,
well, can make sure that your name's still in it. So what was your previous record that was beaten?
I had the 20-pound tippet on a yellowtail.
Which was how big?
It was only 13 pounds.
So now what is the record?
33 pounds.
Oh, that's going to be a tough one.
That's a little tougher.
That's a little tougher to catch. Yeah. Yes. Indeed. So, Bob, how does one go after a world record?
Okay, well, in my opinion, everybody here who's listening today has caught a world record. And let me explain it. There's all kinds of world record. And the one we've talked about the most is Guy Yoakam's world record yellowfin tuna, 427 pounds. But in order to be a world record, all you have to do is catch on a rod and reel a fish that weighs 1 pound or beat the one that somebody else has caught.
By 1 pound.
By 1 pound.
So if somebody were to catch a Cortez chee chub, they'd have to beat your 5 pound something by 1 pound?
No, by 2%.
By 2%, okay.
Yeah, yes.
So 1 pound or 2%, whichever is greater.
Yes.
Or they'd be awarded a tie?
Or they'd be awarded a tie. And let me explain this. In the world, there are something like 28 or 29,000 different bony fish, and there's also maybe another 1,000 cartilaginous fish, sharks, skates, rays, and stingrays. So let's say maybe 30,000 different fish. That's equally divided between freshwater and saltwater. Mm. The Amazon alone has 3,000 to 4,000 different species.
Wow.
And counting. And
3,000 to 4,000 species
crazy.
Just in the Amazon.
Just in the Amazon, yes. Some of them very beautiful, some of them really nasty.
Yeah, really nasty.
Really nasty.
The ones you don't want to be in the water with.
Yeah, one of those is called the kondoroo.
Yeah.
Which is also called a toothpick fish. And according to legend, it is capable of swimming into a man's or woman's urethra because it's attracted to urine.
Nice.
So,
isn't that pleasant?
So if we go there on one of those peacock bass trips and someone says, let's go skinny dipping.
Yeah.
Stay out of the water.
Okay, so anyway, there's maybe 30,000 different fish. Now 20,000 of those will never get to be a pound.
Yeah.
And there are many others that are found only at great ocean depths, you know. So
what are some available records today? What are records that are attainable for Southern California anglers today?
IGFA recognizes for all tackle world records about 1,200 or 1,300 different ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that still leaves maybe thousands of them that have not been, that have never been submitted. And let me give you an example. 2 years ago, I was up at in Sitka, and we've gone out there for 10 hours.
At Kingfisher Charters.
At Kingfisher Charters.
Which you're going again this year.
Which I'm going again this
year.
Anyway, the boats come in. You know how everyone goes and says, how did you do, how did you do? Well, I went over to Ricky's boat, and he had a fish there. I said, what is that, Rick? And he said, that's a black cod, which is also called the sable fish.
Right.
So when I,
and it's become very popular because of the dining cuisine that it creates, right?
Yeah, well, anyway, I got home, and I look at what's the record for sable fish, and there wasn't one.
There isn't.
So if Ricky had submitted it, he could have.
He would be a world record holder.
He would be.
So there you go. Next year, you'll have to get.
Well, I think
world
someone
record.
Has. Since then, somebody has submitted one.
Has submitted a sable fish. Okay.
And let me give you another example. Pete and I, in 2006, we were on the Islander. And we were fishing at Cedros, and we were catching a yellowtail. We had a limit, so the captain moved in closer to the island to fish for calico bass. And mixed with the calico was some large sculpin, or better known as a California scorpion fish.
Right.
And one guy, Dennis Tosiengen, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right.
You're not, but go ahead.
Yeah. he caught a the biggest one I'd ever seen. I said, Dennis, do you want to become a world record holder? I said, the fish looks to be about 5 pounds. And he said, oh, okay. So I said, I had the application for him, and he filled it out, submitted it, and he is now the world record holder
for the California scorpion.
There you go.
Fish,
yeah.
Which is
not
so okay. So you catch a fish.
Yes.
You fill out an application,
yeah.
Then what?
Then you submit it to IGFA. You have to have all the forms signed by the captain, by witnesses.
Witnesses, okay.
You have to have a certified scale.
Okay.
Yes.
So how did he get so what he did is he took it back to Fisherman's Landing,
yes.
And hung the fish on
our
their
certified scale.
Well,
you know, Ricky.
And is there a weigh-master? You have to get it signed off by a weigh-master?
Yes, but as you know, Ricky, there's a scale right out there, I'm sure. You see it every day.
Yep.
You know, people weighing the jackpot fish. Well, after all the jackpot fish were weighed, he put this little 5-pound fish, ended up weighing 4 pounds, 6 ounces. And there it was.
And then another world record holder.
Yes.
And yet then, another world record holder. So you get, and it has to be land-based scale. You cannot weigh it on a boat, right?
That is correct. Yes.
Now, you can weigh it on a hand scale.
Yes, you can have
on land and then have the scale certified after the fact, right?
Even a Boca grip.
Even a Boca grip. Yeah, you could have, but you'd have to have the scale certified
either before or after.
Before or after.
If you were serious about it, that's a cool way of doing it: is going and getting your personal scale, having that certified, having the witnesses sign off at it.
Yeah, yes. And how do you get a scale certified?
Well, some scales, like for example, at a fish market, they have to be certified.
Yeah.
But you can.
You have to take them to a company to get them certified.
Yeah, but you can send it to IGFA for.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, you can send it in to them, and it's for a nominal fee. They'll certify it for
you. Oh, so you could buy a Boca grip.
Yes.
If you were like going after the Calico Bass record,
right.
for example,
yeah.
They have is it a 15-pound Boca grip?
I think they make several sizes.
I have one
of which,
like,
I know is 15 pounds.
Yeah,
and
which would be the one you want for a smaller fish.
Yes.
Mail that into. Mm-hmm. IGFA, get it back, have it certified,
you
catch it. But the caveat would be you would have to have that fish weighed on land. If you catch
Correct.
It on the boat and you want to release it, you'd have to leave them in your bait tank or something like that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So and then you need a piece of line, right? You need the line that you caught the fish on.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking now about all tackle world records, and I'll talk about line class also.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Now you were asking about there are fish that we catch right out here that have no one has ever submitted for a record. For example, a white croaker, a tomcod.
Okay.
A 1-pound tomcod, that could be the world record.
What about a whitefish? An ocean whitefish?
No,
Razor-gilled bottom dorado?
And a razor-gilled bottom dorado.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful with those. But, you can beat the existing record, but there is a record for
there me. Is a record
but
for
so,
that.
Some of the fish that haven't been submitted, the various perch, there's about 23 different kinds of perch, most of which will never get to a pound.
Yeah.
But some of them, I saw a guy off of the Huntington Beach Pier catch a fish that I identified as a zebra perch, mm-hmm. and I'm sure it was over a pound.
Yeah.
You know, but it's never been submitted.
That could have been a record.
But I didn't say anything to the guy.
Yeah. Once you obtain the record, though, how do you deal with the fame and fortune that comes along with, you know, when you walk into, like, a public fishing establishment and they start pointing and, like, oh, there's the guy that has the rudderfish record.
Yeah.
You know, how do you then deal with that part?
That's a really good question.
Thanks.
How have you dealt with that? We've got wife Carol busting up there. Yeah.
There he is. You know.
Maybe Carol can answer that question. About how you've dealt with your fame from being a rudderfish world record holder.
Well, you know, not everybody's interested in world records. I've tried to interest my wife, in because a lot of the women's records are very easily obtainable. And she always says, well, you guys seem to be interested in size too much. You know? And I assume she's talking about the size of fish.
Of course it is, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, there's just too much to talk about here.
I do have a question, though, about that.
Okay,
and now you talk about, again, I thought that was a great example with the calico bass. So say one is after that, and I think the record's 14-some pounds. Say you got it. So you got the 15-pounder, but you were adamant releasing the fish. Now, we do know that the fish has to be weighed on land.
Yes.
Once, if you were on Benny Florentino's boat and you have got a live well that's capable of keeping that fish alive, could you transport that fish to land alive? Step off your boat, get on the land, get an accurate measurement with the fish still alive, and then
take a photo.
Yeah,
probably.
Could that fish then be released still alive, or does the fish have to be taken to to qualify for the record?
No, very definitely, it should be released alive.
Okay. So you can still release it alive. Yes. It just has to be weighed on a land. Yes.
Well, not an easy thing to do, but if you were able to do so, that would still qualify.
Well, Ricky, you know about bass tournaments. You must release the fish alive. If the fish dies and you're alive, well, you're penalized.
Yeah. No, that's good information. So as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about. We haven't even delved into the seasick situation yet, which is a huge subject. And we have some insight about some information about a medication we've been talking quite a bit about on this show that may turn your mind a little bit here. So you really got to pay attention today.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to it. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Lots of great information to come this morning. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup, we would certainly love to hear from you, and there's two ways that you can do that. If you want to join us this morning, give us a call on the local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number, or you can reach us on the toll-free line. We do have a toll-free line still open if you want to get your shot. That's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be talking all kinds of great fishing information, catch reports, we also got tons more of that IGFA info coming up, and as Pete said, the motion sickness medications, lots of great stuff. We have also got an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a really cool package from our friends up at AFTCO. It includes the AFTCO Alejos belt and a pair of the AFTCO long range short pump gloves. Thanks again to our good buddies up at AFTCO for making that awesome, awesome product. And when we come back, we're going to be giving away those prizes, taking your phone calls, tons of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rate on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5 thaveins.com.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check KingfisherCharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
We just heard Rock Cod Rick talking about Kingfisher Charters, and we have to credit Dr. Bob Blum for introducing us to Seth Bone at Kingfisher Charters. You went to Kingfisher 20-plus years ago, and you said, Pete, you got to go to this place.
It's the spot.
And it's the spot, and you were right, and we've been going ever since, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's just nobody does it better than Kingfisher Charters, period.
Yeah.
After 20, this will be our 18th or 19th. I have to look at our Let's Talk Hookup webpage to really figure that out. But you're going in June.
Yes. I've been to other places, and for the price, everything, once you get there, you don't have to think.
Yeah.
All you have to do is show up. You
know? Yeah. If the 18th of June is
18th annual.
It's our 18th annual, and it's is it 15 through 19?
14 through 18.
14. I was close. Yeah.
One
day.
Very
off.
Good.
But we always have that same week.
Yeah.
Because it's primetime king.
It's primetime king. It's primetime weather, and you got the option of, you know, sometimes you get that good silver salmon mixed in with it. You're kind of in the prime of the king. Sometimes the silver salmon starting, crazy good halibut fishing,
rockfish, and the
nicest weather.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful time. Believe it or not, I talked to Seth Bone a week ago. There were only 4 spots left.
On the entire trip?
On the entire trip.
That's
so
crazy.
If you want to go with us and with Dr. Blum, with Rock Cod Rick, I'm actually not going this year.
Which, again,
Dr. Blum's taking my spot.
Which, again, guarantees fantastic weather.
Of course.
I mean, let's be real about the weather pattern here.
Does.
I mean, that's it. Like, there's no more guarantee.
Yeah, no question about it.
Right.
Yeah. You better jump on it.
Right.
And check out KingfisherCharters.com. You go to the front page of our website, hookup1090.com, and you just click on the Kingfisher banner. That rolls across the front page of our website, and book it now. You won't be sorry, because it's that far in advance you have to book these primetime trips.
If someone were to go on this trip, Bob, do you think that you could help them get a world record out of Sitka, Alaska?
No.
You know, but at least you could be there to help them submit forms and things like that. I mean,
yes.
You said that there's
I think maybe the sable fish is doable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not sure what the one that was submitted, how big it was, but I know that you were on a boat with you and your dad, and I think Gary White and Bob Fletcher, and you had a bunch of them.
We've all caught them, keeping in mind that one would have to catch it in accordance with IGFA rules, too.
Yeah, yes.
As far as line size, rods not touching the rail, rods not being assisted, sinkers not being, you know, able to impede the action of the fish to fight, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, and there were some fish we caught up there that I don't know what they were.
Wait a second. Sinkers not impeding the fight?
Yeah, you can't catch a fish with a way that the sinker will impede his ability to fight.
So what's that mean when you're fishing 1,200 feet deep?
Well, I mean, there's ways of attaching lead and knot where you can, you know, Bob would be the guy better to talk to than I.
Yeah, he's the expert.
Yeah, but
come on, Bob.
There are, you know, there's nothing that you can do that lessens the fish's ability to fight against you to his advantage. So
if you were to catch a sable fish Do you know the specifics on the sinker, the rig, et cetera?
No, but as Ricky said,
you can read about it.
No, the sinker would a heavy sinker above the line and the hook. You know, that would impede the fish's ability to
yeah.
fight. You know,
okay.
The sinker below, not a problem.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So yeah. you could put it as like a reverse dropper loop.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, let's jump into the phones,
Rick. Let's do it, man. Well, they are literally packed up. I know everybody's excited to talk to Bob, and lots of cool stuff coming up this morning. And why don't we jump into the phones and start it off this morning with Dan, who's calling us from San Diego. Dan, good morning, and thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, I've got a question about the medication called Meclizine Hydrochloride.
Yeah.
And I've been taking this successfully and as a replacement for Dramamine, which just kind of knocks me out. But are there any side effects for long-term use for things like this?
Not for long-term use. Meclizine is sold under both Bonine and Antivert.
Okay.
It's very popular medication. I know Marty used to take it.
Very popular, available over the counter. And the only short-term effect is dry mouth and drowsiness. If you're on the sport boat, not a problem. If you're driving a boat, possibly a problem.
Yeah. Okay.
We've always sold Bonine in the shop as opposed to Dramamine because it seems like it causes a lot less drowsiness for people than Dramamine
right.
does.
Right, definitely.
Is that fair to say?
Definitely. But okay. Again, different medicines affect different people
sure.
in different ways. But I from what everything I've heard is what you say is true. And there's a whole bunch of different medications available over the counter.
Which one do you think is the most effective seasick medication?
Over the counter, I think Bonine or Meclizine.
Okay. What about from a prescription standpoint?
Okay, before I talk about it, let me list some of them. It's Dramamine,
Meclizine,
Marazine, Phenergan.
What's the difference between Marazine and Meclizine?
It's a very similar formulation.
Okay.
And Dramamine is diphenhydramine, and Meclizine is diphenhydramate. It's very, very similar.
Okay.
But they tweak the formula.
Sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I'd like to talk about is the C-bands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the pressure point? You mean like the pressure point?
Yes,
type
it's
thing?
Sold as... Okay. Under various names, sometimes C, capital C band.
Right, yeah.
Or SEA band. What it is, it's an elastic band with a hard button in it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And you apply it. It comes with instructions to the acupressure point.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A lot of people think acupressure is nonsense, but I think there's really something to it.
Yeah.
Yes, and... it comes with instructions. It's on the inner part of the wrist, about 2 inches above your hand. And I'd like to say, when I was practicing medicine, I used to recommend it to women who had morning sickness. It didn't always work, but there's no downside to it.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the...
It might work from a psychological level, even.
What's the difference?
It doesn't.
Yes.
Which, I mean, a lot of seasickness is psychological, right?
There's certainly a psychological...
No. Carol says no.
Well, there...
No, there's certainly...
I've seen a lot of people that are just, obviously the end result is a physical thing,
yeah.
but the beginning of it, I mean, I can't tell you the number of people that are just like, I'm going to
no
get sick.
Question.
That's it. I'm
going to
get sick. I guarantee. Every time I go, I get sick, and that's all they think about, and it's all the
and
everything.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Well, and certainly... if somebody else is getting sick, the sight, the sound, the smell,
yeah.
it'll start a chain reaction.
So C-bands is something you recommend?
Yeah, because there's no downside to it.
There's
I said,
no downside. Do it all. Put them on, put yeah. those on, take them, yeah, right?
And stop at Fisherman's Landing, get some Bonine, take it with you.
Yeah. What about ginger? They have those ginger sniff things?
There's all kinds of...
Queezies.
Yeah, queezies. Queezies is a combination of ginger, spearmint, peppermint and lavender, and
sounds delicious.
If smell gets to you, try it. You know,
yeah.
You
know. It's no downside, as you say,
yeah.
to that type of medication.
Yeah,
but hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. We're going to get to the ones that do have downsides in a minute. But the first thing we're going to do is go to the upside here.
Place where it's never rough.
Yeah, the head for Rancho Leonero on Boz East Cape. Our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Peter. Hi, Rick. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, John.
Hey, John. Nice to hear from you. Of course, we have Bob Blum is also the tournament director for our Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament every year, and always a pleasure. He does such a good job, right?
Thank
Bob
you.
Bob does all the work.
He does. He makes it easy for the rest of us.
Hey, I just wanted to call in. It's been pretty slow. We just opened the hotel for the holidays. You know how the hotels close January and February. And I wanted to call in and wish everybody Merry Christmas and talk a little bit about the fishing. It's been good right off the front of the hotel. They've been bouncing iron and picking up a lot of pargo and cabrilla, Gary and some of the guests, over the last couple of days. So that pargo, 10 to 20-pound pargo, and one cabrilla that went 20 pounds. So.
Whoa.
Jeez.
That's a
seriously nice one.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, you know, lack of bait right now because it's been windy on and off, so they've just been bouncing iron in about 150 feet of water right off the front there. You know that drop-off that the kayakers fish all off?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, just bouncing iron off that, and it's working pretty well.
Sweet.
That's
cool.
That's really good. Well, so hotels open for the holidays, and then you're going to close back up and reopen in March, right?
March 1st, yeah.
March 1st. But in the meantime, not too early to make your reservations at Rancho Leonero, especially for the tournament in June, our Let's Talk Hookup tournament, which I think is pretty close to sold out. Buy your airline tickets now. There's some phenomenal deals on airline tickets. I purchased my ticket for June. It was less than $300 round trip on Alaska Airlines.
Great.
So
yeah, they're running two flights a day again now in Alaska, and there's a lot of hotels still closed in Cabo, you know.
Oh yeah, so they're trying to encourage people to get down to East Cape and get your tickets now and make your reservations starting in March. How do we get a hold of you, John, and we want to come down to Rancho Leonero?
It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Nice to hear from you. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody. Same to you guys for sure.
All right. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Sunday.
All thanks,
right.
John.
Appreciate that very much. Onward now with the seasick thing, because this is a very important thing that before we take another call. We've been talking a lot about a medication called Cinerzine here in the last few weeks.
That's the Sturgeon Forte?
Sturgeon Forte.
Okay.
And it has been said by people on this show that there's no side effects, and that's not the truth, is it?
No, it is not.
Okay.
It is also not available in the United States. And let me tell you.
It's not available in the United States. Okay.
And according to the article, I download, you know, after the last Saturday when this came up, I went to the Internet and downloaded a lot of information. And what I got, it says it's not available in the United States or Canada. However, it is the most used drug for seasickness within the Royal Navy.
Interesting.
British Royal Navy.
In the British Royal Navy.
Yeah. And I went to two pharmacies, the one at Kaiser and one at Rite Aid on Monday. And I brought my printout to them, and I said, do you have this or can you obtain it? And they said, no, we can't get it because it's not FDA approved.
Interesting.
Okay. Now, I have some, and
you can buy it in Mexico or online, probably.
What I did, I had some, and the way I had it is I was on a trip to Cedros 2 years ago, and on the way down, our driver, Gilbert, on the way to the airport, some of the guys wanted to stop at a pharmacy because you can get medication there without a prescription and for less price than in the States. And I asked the pharmacist if he had any
while everybody else is buying Viagra and all that other stuff, you're buying Cinerzine, right?
I asked if he had Sturgeon Forte, and he said, certainly. And I think I bought either 50 pills for $60 or 60 pills for $50. You know,
60 pills for $50.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. And whether this is available in every pharmacy in Ensenada, I don't know.
Sure.
Because it's the only one we went
to. But you bought it under the name Sturgeon Forte.
Yes.
Yeah,
Sturgeon
Forte.
And then I got home after I had stopped at the pharmacies in the area. I looked at this little package that I had, and it says Janssen Pharmaceuticals. So I went online, called Janssen Pharmaceuticals in New Jersey. Yes, and they said, no, we don't make it, but we have subsidiaries all over the world, and this one may be manufactured in Mexico. And she said, try United Pharmaceuticals. So I went back online, Sturgio and Forte, United Pharmaceuticals, and I looked it up, and sure enough, it said that they had it in both 25 and 75 milligram, that you, you know, add to cart, you know, mm-hmm. give information, and I didn't do it, but they also had a phone number, an 888 number. And so I wanted to make sure that they still actually had it. So I called the number, and they said, yes, we have it. And they said, oh by the way, we're offering a 10% off if you buy it between now and New Year's.
And you could have purchased it right over the phone?
No, he said, you can't buy it over the phone. You have to go to the to our website.
And then how do you get a doctor's prescription through the website?
You don't need a prescription. But I said, where are you?
You do not.
Now, my last question, where are you located? And he said, Hong Kong.
On Hong Kong, I see.
And I said, I didn't realize...
United Pharmaceutical.
Yeah, and I didn't realize you could dial an 888 number and get...
Sure, Bob, this is the modern world.
Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't know you could get a Hong Kong. And I don't know, you know, if I'd comfortable, you know, giving a credit card information to Hong Kong.
Why not? Yeah. A bunch of people will be using your credit card over there.
Now, there were other...
You can buy some great stuff over in Hong Kong.
there were other pharmacies listed, but at this point, I just kind of... I'd had enough. You know, now maybe Kathy is listening. Kathy Rounds is listening. She could call in. Maybe she has better resources than I did.
Yeah. But, however... Mm-hmm. Like we've said numerous times, we've had tremendous, I mean, I tell you, like I say every time Kathy's on talking about Sergio Forte, I get hundreds of emails and phone calls about it, and I know you do at the tackle store and stuff like that. And we just want to make sure that people understand that this is a doctor's prescription. It does have side effects.
Yes.
You talk to your doctor about it. I know one of our listeners sent me a whole thing about the side effects that are available. You took Sturgeon Forte and you had side effects.
Yes. Let me just read, you know, in my printer it says, due to increased levels of drowsiness caused by the medication, it is of limited use in pilots and air crew who must be dependably alert. And I had some. This is, again, just my own personal use. Last summer, my grandson and I, Adam, were on a 5-day trip, and right on the beginning, right after we left the bait receiver, Adam said he felt a little queasy. Can I give him something? So I gave him one, and just to see, I took one myself, and we both became very drowsy, and Adam was smart enough to go downstairs and go to sleep, and I had to wake him up for dinner. And with myself, I didn't just feel drowsy. I felt drunk, and what was really a little frightening to me, I was trying to rig tackle, and I went to tie on a hook, and I was holding my line in one hand and a hook in the other hand, and I couldn't remember how to tie the hook on.
Wow. So here's another interesting thing, too, from another doctor here. Cinrazine is also known to cause acute and chronic Parkinson's 30 due to its affinity for the D2 receptors. So it can be a drug-induced Parkinson's.
So
what is that?
Okay, not for when used for seasickness, but it is also prescribed for something called Meniere's disease.
Mm-hmm.
Meniere's disease is some kind of problem with the inner ear, where you get loss of balance, dizziness, ringing in the ears, nausea and vomiting. And with long-term use, it can cause, rarely, fortunately, a Parkinson-type syndrome characterized by rigidity and tremoring.
Okay. So,
But that's only with long-term use, though.
Yeah. So the bottom line on using Sturgeon Forte is talk to your doctor. Consult your doctor. Like we always say, it has been very effective for some people, and the advantage of that medication is you can take it when you're sick, and it makes you feel better, right?
Yes.
Yeah. However, we want to reiterate that it has side effects, all right? It does have side effects, and some people may have serious side effects.
Yes, and I want to say, though, that neither Adam and I, for the rest of the trip, felt any discomfort whatsoever.
It was once it was done.
And I want to say, you always say, talk to your doctor. Unless your doctor's a fisherman or maybe is a cruise doctor or listens to Let's Talk Hookup, he probably doesn't know about it.
What Cinrazine or Sturgeon Forte is.
Well, you were very clear in saying that from the get-go, that, you know, this was some
some person's specific results and some person had this. And, and it's that way with every medication on the planet. Not everything works for every person. And some person's miracle drug has, you know, horrific side effects for somebody else. So, you know, it's something that you need to do on your own and do your own research on. And
do it, and if it works for you, then great.
Great.
Be sure to talk to your doctor and do your own research to make sure before you take any medication, especially this Sertraline Forte. Then we'll get into other things, too. I know that...
We'll talk about the patch.
Yeah, the scopolamine patch.
But I want to know about Scopace, too.
Yeah.
We got a lot of great stuff to talk about and a lot of great information still to come. And when we come back, we're going to be taking more of your phone calls, more great information, more catch reports. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-Second Seminar, your next fishing trip. We always say you have to get the Power Pro Advantage. And again, we're talking big fish season here, talking about guys going to catch the big one. And there is no turning back when you're catching big fish. There is no room for error, no margin for error, and that's why you have to use Power Pro Hollow Ace.
It is. It's the easiest to work with, and it's easy to make a mistake fishing other lines when you're trying to insert fluorocarbon or mono inside of any type of finger trap connection, and that is the easiest line to work with. It opens up the best. It allows you to make your insertions better. It allows for cleaner loops, and that's what it is. You know, you said it before, big fish will find any weakness in your game, and that allows you to make better connections when you're using Hollow Ace.
You bet. Hollow Ace, 16 carrier, like you always say, easy to insert, easy to do connections. You can do them. You get the Sato crimp kit.
Exactly.
You get Hollow Ace. You can do these things. Check it out. Power Pro Hollow Ace at your local Power Pro dealer.
I am a heroic angler. I can bait a hook with my eyes closed, cast to a spot the size of a dime, and reel in the biggest monsters of the depths. And not only do I make sure everyone on my boat wears a life jacket, I make sure we're saving water. Because every drop we save means more water for our fish. And there's nothing I wouldn't do for a fish, except kiss one. Well, there was that one time, but I don't kiss and tell.
Take your hero quiz at BoatCalifornia.com. A message from the California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing, and it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know: Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Today, the Catch Report sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They have Mexican and California fishing licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and check out East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check out DanaLanding.com or EastCountyBaitandTackle.com and get ready for the big Dana Landing Bay Bass Spectacular. It's Saturday the 17th. We're going to be there with a live broadcast, a really fun day.
It's going to be a great day.
Everything Bay Bass, great seminar, great sales, live broadcast. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
The week before the big San Diego Anglers Bay Bass.
It's on. The smack talk will be
so thick.
I can't wait.
Fun stuff.
Hey, well, it's time to find out what's biting out there. We're going to go live right now. Captain Mark Gillette from the Eclipse is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great. Sounds like you're fishing.
Yeah, we're out fishing. We just took the boat out for a little half-day local fishing here for fun. I just wanted to call in and thank you guys for a great year and say a very Merry Christmas to all your listeners, and thanks for coming out with us here on the Eclipse this year. We really appreciate you guys.
Wow. Well, thank you, and thank you for all that your great reports and all the great fish that you put in anglers' sacks there aboard the Eclipse. And, of course, you have the Commander, too, right? That beautiful vessel. It's like a brand-new vessel ready for charter or open party trips next year, too, right?
Yeah, we do. We're hoping for charter. Guys want to get a rockfish trip together here starting in January, fishing Call Net and Lower Baja Banks. We're getting ready to do that. The Eclipse has some open party trip. It can be found on our website. And then for guys looking to do charters, we're ready to go here. So we're doing a SoCal Salty and Shimano-sponsored trip, I think the 17th weekend on the Eclipse. And it's just got a few spots left, and our first trip will be on the 10th of January.
Wow, fantastic. So how do we book those?
They can just call our office, call Charlotte at 995-6880, or just call us directly at that number for charters as well.
The Eclipse out of C4 Sport Fishing and the Commander out of Fisherman's Landing. Thanks, Mark. How's the weather today?
Oh, weather's beautiful out here. Nice big swell. It was pretty neat, very extreme high tide. We're coming out of the channel this morning. It was pretty neat to watch. But weather's beautiful out here right now, and hopefully catch a few local rockfish here and make some fish tacos here for this afternoon.
That's cool, Mark. Well, awesome. Great job all year long. Thanks for getting us started catching those yellow fins in May, and for all your great reports throughout the year. Appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, let's continue on with our catch report and find out what's going on in the local scene. We got the man, Captain Al Clowers, on the line. Good morning, Al.
Merry Christmas, Pete, Rick, and Bob, and to all your families as well.
Thanks a lot, Al. You too.
Hey, I'd like to start off with the hooping. You know, the storms we've had, the hooping's been fair. They're pretty good, you know. I was out last night, and we had 13 keepers with 20 shorts, and the good thing about it, we had 13 nice lobster last night, and we had a 3, 4, and a 5 in the mix.
Wow.
So we had a really nice quality bag, and those 4s and 3s, 4s, and 5s, and 7s have been coming in lately. You know, I had a buddy of mine, CD, that fishes with us a lot. He's in the circle, and he was fishing right next to me. He pulled in a 7 on his first pull.
Oh, man.
So right in the same area, we had a 3, 4, and a 7 in the same area last night. And I think he ended up with like 11 or whatever. But,
sweet.
The bugging still remains good, you know, and the weather was epic out there. It was nice and dry and flat calm. San Diego Bay fishing, you know, this is the time of year where I get the opportunity to take families and kids out on the bay, and like I was talking about last week, the tide was horrible when I was out there, and I was out yesterday morning, and I had the opportunity to take Mitch and his son, Evan. He's 8 years old, never caught a fish before, and I do this a lot this time of year, and the spotted bay bass fishing was wide open. He never caught a fish, and at 10 o'clock, he had 22. He
was Oh, wow, that's so cool.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was wide open, you know, we just fishing that bird could go up on a half ounce leadhead in the channel, and they were, as soon as the tide started to move, they were just chomping.
That's cool.
Epic fishing for families, just beginning, and for the kids, and, you know, the bay bass tournament's coming up for all the guys that want to learn how to do that as well. Also, you know, I do the kid, this time of year, I do a lot of families and kids, like I said, and I offer some real nice discounts on that, you know. Any child, one child per trip, 13 and under fishes for free. and then I offered a military discount, and that's $50. And then actually I'm going to throw in another $50 discount on any trip I do except for the lobster trips. All they have to do is when they call me or to book a trip, say you heard me on Let's Talk Hookup, and I'll give them another $50 off.
Another $50
geez,
off.
Alan.
Wow, that's really generous. All right, Alan, it's pretty reasonable to go fishing with you, too. And
absolutely.
If somebody wants to go fishing with Captain Clowers, how do we do that?
Get a hold of me directly at 619-800-FISH. Go to my website, CaptainClowers.com, or go to Let's Talk Hookup and find me there.
All right, Captain Al Clowers. $50 discount for saying you hear Al on Let's Talk Hookup. Nice job, Al. We'll talk to you real soon. Next Sunday,
okay,
in fact.
Guys.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Al.
You too.
Yeah.
All right. Talking,
huh?
Yeah, that's way cool. That's a cool little Christmas gift there.
Yeah.
You can book somebody a trip with Captain Al. Well, hey, let's head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Same to you. Great.
Merry Christmas to you too, Brian.
Good. Hey, I appreciate that. Thanks. Hey, as you guys can imagine, you know, our count's kind of reflected this week. That local yellowtail has been the main focus for our three-quarter day trip. Still some real good signs down in that Box Canyon area. You know, I mean, it's no secret where we've been fishing since October. I mean, you can see us from the freeway, too. Anyways, just good sign this week. You know, real clean water, 63.5. Good bait in the area as well. Majority of the fish this week was on the dropper loop sardine. I had a day or two of current down there that made it a little tougher to get the line for the fish. Still some good yo-yo fishing in there as well. That fish still going, that 17 to 25 pounds with an occasional fish over 30. Our jackpot fish yesterday was 31.5 pounds.
Wow,
jeez.
That's a big yellow.
Yeah, that's a good fish for sure. So that's still hitting. There's still, like I said, good sign, big schools of that stuff. We got tore up by the sea lions a little bit day before yesterday. I just made it a little bit more tougher than it needed to be. And then on the half-day scene, the bass fishing still, I mean, it's amazing for December. You know, good sand bass, some fly line calico bass action along the edge of the kelp there. Just things are still going, still rolling, and we're stoked for, you know, the December fishing that we're having. So you guys want to get out on a trip with us, give us a call at the landing. Phone number there is 949-496-5794. You guys looking for a last-minute gift for somebody? You know, we've got gift cards and all that kind of stuff available online and at the office. And, hey, in the spirit of Christmas, guys, we'd love to give away two three-quarter-day trips on your show here today. So get one of your lucky listeners out there with us on a three-quarter-day trip.
Very nice.
Wow, Willie, that's awesome.
Two three-quarter-day trips. To go fishing at Dana War Sport Fishing in addition to what we're giving away.
How
the AFCO
cool is
prize.
That?
Very nice. That's a nice Christmas gift, and sure appreciate that. Have a great Christmas, Brian, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys, you do the same. Thanks a lot.
All right, appreciate that.
That's rad. Hey, well, let's now hit the surf zone. Their surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes, indeed.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, Gundy. Good morning.
Yeah, not much, you know, a little bit of tough conditions during the week here. I'll jump right into it. Another tough week of conditions, lots of dirty water. But as the week went on, you know, those more northern, less urban beaches started to clean up first. And we had some good reports off East Beach there, Goleta, off Santa Barbara, El Matador, Ventura. And then an area I like locally, San Onofre. Not a lot of runoff on the urban runoff on those beaches. That urban runoff was to dirty that water off. Root beer, motor oil grubs, gulp sandworms, cutting anchovies, all that stuff's produced. And we got a really nice week of weather. So I look forward to some good fishing coming up this next week. We actually just don't have a lot of coverage, too. You know, the shops don't have much report. Guys are getting Christmas gifts and all that. So we can
really
handle.
Yeah, it's just that kind of the week. Yeah, but like you say, beautiful weather and good surf fishing conditions. Gundy, you have a great Christmas. Sure appreciate all that you do for our listeners there, and we will talk to you after Christmas next Sunday.
That's right. I just want to say the same. A heartfelt Merry Christmas to everyone, and it's a great family you got here, Pete, and all of us love fishing, and we keep that most important, and I think that's what gets us all through, you know.
Indeed. That's for sure. Gundy, and you're certainly a big part of that, and we appreciate all your hard work there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Have a good week, guys.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Merry Christmas. All right.
Well,
that
being the Kitchport, I think you brought up a good point, too. We didn't even mention the crazy good fishing that was going on. You know, we heard from Marcos yesterday. Sunday, yeah. But a lot went on at Seaforth yesterday after the catch report.
Seaforth, yeah.
How about limits of yellowtail on the three-quarter day boat? You know, I mean, yeah. This time of year, not as many people looking and checking websites and whatnot, so probably good to know that there was some very, very good yellowtail
and
fishing.
Beautiful week of weather this week.
You got it. You know,
yeah.
I know Frank Lopresti came through the tackle store yesterday. I mean, early. We're talking like around lunchtime, noon, saying, hey, the San Diego already has limits of yellowtail at the Coronado Island. And nice-sized fish, too. You know, there's some really, really good fishing going on.
That's great.
Up and down, you hear that fishing that, you know, Brian Woolley's talking about up at Dana, and then that crazy good fishing down at the islands. And how about that for the first official day of winter?
You gotta love
we'll
it, man.
It.
You gotta love it. Time to go fishing. Time to talk to Dr. Blum. Let's jump back into it.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Cliff, who's calling us from Lakewood this morning. Cliff, good morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, good morning, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry
you
Christmas
too, Cliff.
To you, Cliff.
Yeah, hey, Bob, I saw you on the Independence catch that yellowtail on the fly. I was wondering, what other species of fish, like tuna, have you caught on the fly on a big boat like that?
I've caught yellowfin tuna, and I've caught an albacore on a fly, and I've also caught dorado on a fly, but not big ones.
Albacore, huh? Nice.
And what weight fly rod do you use for that?
A 12-weight.
12-weight.
That's cool.
Yeah, with a sinking line and a streamer.
A streamer, okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, Cliff, of course, your photo from our Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Journeyman is on our website, hookup1090.com, your personal best yellowfin tuna aboard the Journeyman. But right next to that on our website, hookup1090.com, is Jack Hewitt himself, Jack Nielsen, with our buddy Dave aboard Dave's boat, Great White, down in Puerto Vallarta. The week after we were there, he had a 190-pound yellowfin there, and it's a nice feature photo for us this week on our website, hookup1090.com. Check it out. If you want your feature photo up there like Cliff or like Jack, you just go to our website, hookup1090.com, send it in, and we'll try and get it up for you.
Cool.
So thanks a lot for the call, Cliff. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Doug calling us from Montebello this morning. Doug, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, for Bob. I catch a real record fish, and they want me to submit a piece of line. What are they actually looking for?
What they're looking for, Doug, is that most line over tests. There's a recent article in Sport Fishing Magazine, and they tested fluorocarbon braid and monofilament, and almost every one of them over test. So if you wanted to catch a, say, the 30-pound test fish, you're probably better off using 25-pound.
So if you're going for an all-tackle world record, you don't have to submit a piece of line?
No, you don't.
You don't. Can you use braid to catch a world record?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You just have to watch out what it tests for.
Yes,
if you're going for a line class record.
And braid really over-tests.
Yes.
The trouble, well, you know, the braid is always not straight, you know.
Right.
You know, that's the thing. But they don't test for not straight. They test.
But if it's an all tackle world record like your Cortez Sea Chub, you didn't have to. You didn't have to submit a line. Yeah.
No.
But if you're fishing a high line test, you still, like, you can't catch the IGFA world record yellowfin tuna on line that test higher than 130-pound test.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you definitely do need to submit your line class record, your line for an IGFA all-tackle world record on anything like that. Like all the big fish that we've helped guys submit records for, all the tunas and things like that, all of them have required line.
Okay,
line
so
tested.
What if you're catching a sable fish in Alaska and you're using braid? It has to test less than 130 pound?
Right, and as Bob said, most, quote, 130-pound braid test higher than 130 pound.
Yeah, I think we were up there using 80 pound, weren't we?
Yeah,
what we were using would have been fine, but like,
but you would have to submit a piece of that line if you're using braid.
Actually, not just a piece, 50 feet.
50 feet?
Yes.
And it has to be from the reel the fish was caught from, too, not just a sample from the spool that was used.
Okay. That's right. And the exception is with fly line. You have to submit the tippet, the leader, and a piece of the
A piece of the fly line?
Yes.
How much of a piece?
Just an inch.
An inch, all right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour, chock full of great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with Dr. Bob Blum. We're right here on the Mighty 1090.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want. A gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Our expert staff knows tackle and will help you pick out the perfect gift. The right rod, a new reel, tackle box, fishing clothing, a new set of foul weather gear, and more. We can help guide you to make the right selection this holiday season. If you like to do your holiday shopping online, check out our web specials and more at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
You know, it's interesting because the ranch has probably a higher percentage than most of the hotels of guests that don't fish. And it's nice on the beach. You've got the beautiful reef right in front of the hotel that you can dive on. And that swimming pool is right there hanging over the water. And it's a very popular spot as well. And the kids tend to bunch up and the wives tend to get to be friends. And what's happened over the years is a lot of families met down at the ranch and got to be friends and planned their vacations so they come down at the same time. We're kind of unique for the fact that I think we're really the last of the old Baja fishing style hotels. So we're proud of that, and we're going to hang on to that image. We're going to be around for the next couple decades at least. At Rancho Leonero, we don't want to be bigger. We want to be better. We keep it simple, old Baja style. Rancho Leonero, we get a lot of guests that come back two or three times a year. RanchoLeonero.com.
There's a reason more Southern California fishermen put their faith in Rapala Lures. They catch fish from traditional Rapala Lures like the Floater, Magnum, and Shad Wrap to the newest, most innovative lures like the X-Wrap, DT Series, and Twitch and Wrap. Rapala Lures get bit. This time of the year, bait fishing is great, and you'll want to try the Rapala Countdown and DT Series in your favorite colors to catch more bass and halibut in the bay. Try it. You'll be amazed on how well Rapala Lures produce more bites. Stop by your favorite tackle shop or check Rapala.com. And when it comes to world-class saltwater fishing tackle, Williamson Lures is the name to know. Born on the rugged coast of Africa, Williamson has been manufacturing lures for decades that are world-renowned for catching big fish. For those traveling to Baja, mainland Mexico, and beyond, you want to take along a selection of Williamson Lures for your offshore spread. Trolling lures for tuna and marlin, spreader bars and daisy chains, bags and lure accessories. Williamson makes the lures you want to troll. Stop by your local tackle shop or check WilliamsonLures.com.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Touchdown! Oh my goodness!
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The offshore fishing this year has been nothing short of amazing. It's got a lot of San Diego anglers already dreaming about next year. Things may be cooling down a little offshore, but they're heating up at your San Diego County Ford dealers during the Dream Big Sales event. It's a great time to come in and check out incredible lease deals on Fusion, Focus, and Escape, or the big cash back available on America's favorite truck, Ford F-150, the truck of choice for San Diego fishermen. I've been driving a Ford truck for years, and I couldn't be happier with it. The technology is state-of-the-art. I can launch my boat with ease, and it's got all the room I need. And guess what else just started rolling in? The all-new 2015 Mustang. Just wait till you hear that throaty growl of that engine. It'll really get your blood pumping. December is traditionally a great time for two things: fishing in the bay and getting a great deal on a new Ford. So if you're ready to dream big and save big, don't miss the Dream Big Sales event. On now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Stop by try today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Are you planning an East Cape fishing vacation? Well, it would be wise to first visit this great website, BenWormerResorts.com. This is the site for Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Villa de Cortez. For decades, the Van Wormer family has offered old-world Baja hospitality with all the modern amenities, plus some of the best fishing on the planet aboard the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico. Now you can plan your Baja vacation quick and easy at VanWormerResorts.com. Check out all the boats in the fleet. Get details on the captains and crew as well as the cost and availability. At VanWormerResorts.com, you can take a virtual tour of the rooms at Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and the Villas de Cortez, as well as the beautiful grounds. Check the cost of various packages and even book online. See the restaurants and meal plan choices. You can even see the current fishing conditions or pick the time of year that you can target a particular species. When you are ready to book your Baja vacation, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest hotels and fishing.